Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in a great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, on Friday. What is it? February 10th, 2017. And we have an interesting topic today. And it's coming around Valentine's Day a little bit, but it's more of being your own best lover. In that we too often we forget who our best person should be. And so that's where that's coming from. But before we do that today, I want to talk about a couple of little housekeeping things here that we have here. And the first being that song you heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers on that are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And, that song's been a part of Purpose Talk Radio for many years, essentially, since it first started and first aired on radio, first aired as a theme song to Purpose Talk Radio. Probably like the second or third show that came out back about 5 years ago. And that's just been amazing. And, and I've thought about changing it and giving you one of the other True Trinity songs. But I like this one, so it stays for now. You can find True Trinity on Facebook as well as on the Internet at TrueTrinity.com. There's a couple of the songs they have over there as well. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every week by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel agency serving especially those needing individualized accommodations. You can find that at TrueVisionsTravel.com, TrueVisionsTravel.com. Now, about Purpose Talk Radio in general, come to you every Friday, noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K., and talk about subjects relevant to living your purpose. Now, sometimes there's guests, sometimes there's not. Today, I am not having a guest, but next week, our guest, Margaret Stoiber, will continue this topic a little bit, and she's got a little different take on it and some things that she's doing to teach people to love themselves and give themselves what they need when they need it. So look forward to having her on. If you would like to be a guest on our show, and either or if you know someone who would make a great guest on our show, I do invite you to send me an email message on that. And you can do that through Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Ask if you have services or products you'd like to share with our community. I invite you to send me an email on that as well. Now, to participate in this show, there are several ways that you can do that. The first is to go to the chat room at the bottom of the page And here we go again with my computer saying, I'm not sure if I want to open that or not. It appears it is open. Anybody who has me on Facebook, let me know if that's actually open or not. Actually, it did just pop up. Good. So you can scroll to the bottom of that screen and put your comments in the chat. However, when the show is over, that chat room closes and the chat is gone. So instead, you can come on over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And over there, there is a post at the top of the page where you can put in any comments that you like, especially if you are seeing this and listening to this show in the archive. So that means that those comments will stay pinned to the top and all the time, at least until the next show is posted. And then the other way, if you are listening live and you'd like to participate, I invite you to call in or Skype in. And the Skype icon is right next to the phone number on the top of our show page. So you can find that there. The phone number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. So there we are. I think I've gotten all of the housekeeping things out of the way as such. I have tried turning my phone completely down, and it is deciding that it doesn't want to do that. So that's interesting. Hopefully none of those tones as people are leaving messages are getting onto the recording. I've kind of kept that down for you. So let's see. The topic, as I say, for today is being your own best lover. Now, of course, I know very well that that might attract a few unknown folks that would not generally want to be a part of this show, but that's okay. Let's see what they have to say. As one of my friends said, it just adds a little color to our show, so that might be kind of interesting. Anyway, for today, though, the reason that I've brought this topic to mind is I think about a lot about Valentine's Day and some of the wonderful ones I've had over the years, and some of the ones that I have either chosen to or life has chosen to have me spend them without being with someone else. For instance, I know this year I'll actually be working on a school project, which is okay, because the three of us that are involved in that project say, you know, we don't really have an affinity, per se, to Valentine's Day. And, you know, and part of that, I think, comes because of it being kind of, for me, you know, a lot of people only tend to contact people on, like, Valentine's Day that they really care about. Or, you know, there's a Hallmark holiday, as they call it, for most. You know, and it's kind of, to me, off. You know, why can't someone give a card that says, I love you, for no particular holiday, for no particular reason? You know, we tend to think of flowers to be on Valentine's Day or Christmas or a birthday, or when somebody's done something wrong and needs to apologize. That's a good one, too. Why not just flowers because? And, you know, that's one of the examples I wanted to give today. I have often gone into a store, and in fact, I'm reminding myself I haven't done it in a while, gone into a store and bought one single rose just for myself. Just to look at the beauty of it and have it around. Now, flowers tend to make most of us smile. Especially for me, as I watch, you know, if I buy just a bud and watch it open and expand and all of the wonderful color that changes in it and how much I tender it and make sure the water is clean and try to get that rose to last just a little bit longer, even when it starts kind of drooping, you know, prop it up against something so it stays nice and straight. That's how I think we should be with ourselves and with, well, with others, of course, too. You know, we tend to prop them up when they're feeling down or they're feeling blue. Now, do we do that with ourselves? Not too often, I don't think. Instead, we sometimes hide under the blankets, literally or figuratively. Sometimes we just let ourselves feel and wallow in that. And I think we need to do that for a while. We don't need to stay there. Else upsets us. What do? Go and hide. And, you know, think of ways to get even or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And again, within a certain timeline, that's good. But we're not hurting them in the process. You know, we don't really want to hurt them, but we know it's not, we're not expressing to them how we're feeling by doing things like that. We're only hurting ourselves. So why don't we do that? And what do to have it not happen or get ourselves out of that? Like I said, one way, you know, buy yourself a flower. They're kind of cool to look at. You can write a letter to the person and then tear it up. Because then, there's no hurt feelings on the other side. And in the meantime, we're letting ourselves express what we need to express and get it out and not bury it. We can go and have our own little vacation. And it doesn't have to be a long one. It doesn't have to be far away. Just go to the park. The park and watch the kids play. You know, go to the park and watch the baseball game that's going on out there. And maybe you'll find some new friends because maybe they'll invite you to join the game. Just go walk in nature. To me, that is just an amazing way to... Boy, I just lost my thought. An amazing way to get out of a bad mood and to make myself feel better and to show myself love. You know why? Because not only is it getting out in nature, it is giving me some exercise. It's making the endorphins all back in a row and functioning, and it's helping in a whole lot of ways when we go for those walks. We can try to put some of these into the Purpose Talk Conversation page as well while I'm doing this for you so that you've got the list right there. I think one of the biggest things in the morning, or one of the most important things in the morning, there's two of them. One would be just a stretch before you get out of bed. I can think of three now. You know, just stretch and just let, and that's really laying flat yet. Pull all those muscles as far and wide as you can. And give them a good start to the morning instead of right away bouncing out of bed and squashing them onto the floor. I don't know about you, but for me, you know, when I get up first thing in the morning, things are kind of stiff and tight and just kind of certain way that I might have slept or that kind of thing. You know, yes, I'm nice and relaxed, but at the same time, some of that's kind of, you know, the joints are you know, kind of tight and you got to move them and all that. And if I just go put them right onto the floor, some of those things just hurt a little bit. But when I remember to stretch and expand all those muscles and those joints first thing in the morning, you know, kind of like a cat. You know, cats are really smart. They just stretch everything as they get up and arch their back and all that. On the mornings that I do that for myself, I feel so much better getting out of bed and stepping onto the floor. Seems like when I stretch too, things crackle and crunch and fall into place and go where they're supposed to be. Why is it that our animals seem to know exactly what they're supposed to do too for health and their own good fortune? We need to take some examples from them sometimes too. So we can do that. We can take our time for a little prayer and meditation, even if that's 5 minutes. Taking the time, whatever you use as your spiritual practice in the morning or at night or whatever, I think it's a good way to start the morning. Because what it allows by starting that in the morning is just time to silence those funny little voices in your head. Those things that rattle around and, you know, you don't have the time to list otherwise. And just ask for some calming in your mind. That's what prayer and meditation does. 5 minutes as you get out. Because so many of us, again, if you're like me, that alarm clock goes off, you might hit the snooze 3 more times before actually getting up. Well, you know, if I take that time in between those snoozes to say, hey, God, help me settle this life today. Help me have a great day. Help me know what to do. You know, I might walk through that day having a better attitude. And the days that I do that, that's exactly what happens. So after that, at getting up, that stretching, all that. Let's see, what else do I do? There was a third one, and now I'd forgotten exactly what it was. Sometimes in the morning, making those lists before you get out of bed. And not having to worry about, my gosh, what am I going to do here, there, everywhere? You can maybe check the calendar before you get out of bed and say, oh, good, this is exactly what I have to do. So that you're not rushing the day. Needing to, at the last minute, oh, I'm late for. Now, instead, we take the time to settle ourselves. Now, here's the big one that you can do every morning and every night, just to show yourself a little bit of love. One of the things that seems like people want is physical contact. They say that you need 3 hugs a day in order to really be surviving and thriving. And very few of us get that. Very few of us get that or take the time to allow ourselves to get that. So, you know, we can do that for ourselves as well. And this was kind of created in my church. So it's kind of funny. You know, the first time we did it, we laughed. Second and third, and probably pretty much every time we do it, we laugh. Because we give our own selves our 3 hugs first before we go greeting other people. But you don't need to do the 3. But one of them, you know, you can do this right now with yourself. You know, reach your right hand over to your left shoulder. Reach your left hand around your waist. Or if you can, up to your shoulder, your other shoulder. And give yourself a great big hug. And while you're doing that, tell yourself, I love you. Yeah. I love you. I love you, Cindy. I love you, Suze. I love you, Joy. I love you, Rob. I love you, Paul. Whatever your name is, give yourself a great big hug and say that. Now switch your arms over. So your body really gets to feel that energy. Put your right hand up on your left shoulder. Your left hand up on your right shoulder, excuse me. Your right hand down on your left side. And give yourself another big squeeze. And say it again. And what we do for our third hug at the church is open our arms really, really wide. And then just quick wrap around your body as tight as you can, as naturally as you can. And with all the energy, I really love you, Cindy. In your name. You know, like I said, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, our body feels that energy. And we know that energy moves and expands from where it is at all times. So as we give ourselves these hugs, as we tell ourselves we love ourselves, we go out and spread that into the world with other people. Our energy vibrates. And not only then are we being our own best lover, we are able to tell others that's who we are because we have that positive energy going out. If you have some other ideas, please do call into the show at 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. 205-9074 and share them with us. We'd love to know what kind of things you do to show yourself love. So we get out of bed in the morning. And I kind of realized that some of these I went backwards a little bit. So now that you're actually out of bed, how many of us go into that mirror and actually can look ourselves in the face? Oh, we might look to make sure those blemishes aren't still going on, or we might look to make sure our teeth are nice and brushed and there's, you know, nothing that we have to worry about. We might use the mirror to put on makeup, or for the ladies, you know, plucking the eyebrows, or, you know, whatever those kinds of things are. But do we actually look ourselves in the eyes in the mirror and say, I love you? Can do that. And I've gone in spurts where I'll do it because someone suggested it to me for a while. And then I'll stop. And somebody else will suggest it and I'll try it again. And every time I start it, it seems like it's really hard to start. Because I don't have that continual habit and that continual relationship with myself. Of hearing those words. Every time I'm able to do it, it gets easier and easier. And again, that energy of loving myself gets spread out to the rest of the world. So think about in the morning, looking yourself in the mirror and saying, I love you. No, not looking at your chin. Not looking up at the top of the mirror, but eye to eye, like you would have a conversation with any other friend of yours. Having that eye to eye contact and really being able to say, I love you. And you know what? The other piece of that is, the more you say it, the more you're going to believe it. And the more you're going to be able to hold your head up high. Going out into the world and sharing that. Trust me, it does work. I see so many people out in the world when I'm walking around, I'm taking the bus, that they're afraid to put eye contact to another person. Now, for some, they think it's a safety factor. You know, don't look someone else in the eye. I've learned if you look someone in the eye, at least they know you're paying attention to them. And if their idea is to do something wrong, well, you know what? They know you've seen them, so they're less likely to do that. People don't look others in the eyes because they don't have the confidence of who they are. And maybe that's just an opinion, but it's something I seem to have experienced. They won't carry on a conversation with a stranger because they're afraid of seeming odd or disturbing their space. And there are a lot of people that get on the bus and just start talking to anyone and everyone. Shunned. But I think there's a way to do that. And I think if you come on to a bus or the shuttles or however you get to and from work or school, you know, whether you're walking along the street, if your head is held high and you're walking along, it seems that more people are apt to greet you first, and you don't have to be the one to reach out. Try it. I'd be curious how that suits you. Now, if you haven't done any of these before and you're going to first try them, please make sure to come over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page and chat in there. And let us know how it worked. Pinned to the top. And you can put your comments in there. Let us know what you did. How you did it. Now let's see. What other things can we use here? So you're out and about. And the day just isn't going your way. Now, some people need their coffee. Stop in the morning on the way to where they're going to work or school and stuff and have to pick up a cup of coffee and show themselves love with just a little bit of their favorite flavor or their favorite type. Sometimes you got to pick up some of that sweet stuff. Okay. Those are good things. Within reason. Some of us need to stay away from those sweet things to show ourselves that love. Because we know that if we put too much of that in our system, we will be having a bad day or not having the energy that we need. For some folks, sugars, gluten, white flours, wheat, those kinds of things become problematic, and their best way to show love to themselves is to avoid those things. Some people can't do the caffeine, so they have to make sure that that's avoided in other things. Maybe have a decaf tea. Maybe have a cider or a juice or a smoothie instead. Whatever it is at the beginning of the day, we need to have something to eat and something to drink to keep ourselves going. Many times we get up and we are in such a rush to get out that we forget to stop for those things. We may have something to eat and we're carrying it out the door, but we forget that we need to hydrate as well. I'm a real good one for that one as well. I'll go through the day and I might grab something quick as a snack, even if it's just nuts or something. Some protein to get me going, get me started. But I don't necessarily stop the water or the juice or something that would be refreshing as hydration as well. Until I stop for my coffee. Or until I get where I'm going and make the coffee. However, in the meantime, my body's been trying to function from all the hours of sleep when I finally get it, the hydration it needs. So we also need to give ourselves appropriate food and hydration in the morning. and before we start our day. So those are pretty important things as well. Now, for some people are saying, man, this is obvious stuff. But I'm curious, you know, let me know in the chat room or wherever that, you know, what are the things you might, what are the things that you forget about? So we do have a caller here, and I'm going to bring that caller on to give us some other ideas. And again, 347-205-9074 if you'd like to share with us. 347-205-9074. So, hello, caller. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Greetings. Happy Valentine's Show.
Happy Valentine's Show to you as well. So, what would you like to share with us today?
Well, someone had asked me once about, you know, like being your own Valentine or best Valentine's ever. And I've been on a caller on your show before and have mentioned that I don't have any family or kids or husbands or boyfriends or anything. So it's just me in this world. And I, you know, pretty much always am the one that gives myself Christmas presents and gives myself Valentine's and that kind of thing. And you know, I always make a point on my birthday that I buy myself something. I always make a point at Christmas I buy myself something. And, you know, that's just kind of fun. But this one Valentine a few years ago, I personally believe in God. I don't personally believe God is a guy sitting on a cloud, but I believe it's the, you know, that concept of good, universal good, all that kind of thing. And on this one particular Valentine's Day, I was a little heartbroken over a fellow at the time. I was just doing nothing because what was I going to do? I had nowhere to go, no one to do anything with. And I got the message to jump on my bike and go to the grocery store. And I thought that was strange, but it was very persistent. So I did. And when I was at the grocery store, I got the very persistent message to go to the movies that were in the same complex. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. And I just bought food and the thought came, the food will hold, the theater is cool enough, you know, the food will be just fine, and let's just go have a date, you and me, like, you know, God, my own life, whatever you want to call it. And I thought, well, I'll just go to whatever playing at the time. And it was that movie that came out a few years ago. Did you ever see or hear of the movie The Artist, that black and white silent movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. So that's the movie that happened to be playing. So I walked in, saw The Artist, and here's this beautiful love story showing, you know, about the value of individuals and no matter what they're going through, and, you know, just beautifully filmed. Everything about it was just amazing, and I got treats and all sorts of stuff, and I just had this one of the best days I've ever had in my life, and I felt so incredibly loved. And so that one's always stuck with me. And I think for me on an ongoing basis, the thing that makes me feel most loved in a way that is satisfying and it's not like a sugar rush that you've got a high for a few minutes and then it goes away, is understanding why I'm loved. You know, what is it about me that's lovable? You know, and just being grateful for my life, being grateful for the qualities that I have that benefit other people. And that sort of activity to me seems to remind us of why we're lovable. And then you feel lovable and then you feel loved. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances say. It doesn't matter if anybody's showing you love because you feel loved from the inside out. And so it's not about getting that love from the outside to then make you feel loved. It starts on the inside. And the stuff you talked about doing at the beginning of the day, I've told people, mm-hmm. you know, that have asked me about why I think it's important to, you know, every day take some time to be quiet and listen and pray and all that stuff, because you wouldn't, you know, go out without brushing your teeth or, you know, taking a shower or putting your clothes on. Those are normal things to prepare for your day. And to me, that's what prayer and meditation and listening do. They prepare you for your day. So whether or not I feel like reading anything, inspiring. I definitely take a few minutes in the morning to think about how grateful I am for this wonderful new day and all that it holds. And it's just exciting that by the time I get out of bed, it's because I can't stand to stay in bed anymore, because there's so much fun stuff waiting. And I think the more that we realize that we have dominion over our thinking and our experience, and that our sense of value and lovableness doesn't come from the way other people treat us, it comes from the way we think of ourselves and that we think of the world, then we're not tempted to feel unloved if somebody shuns us or forgets our birthday or breaks up with us on Valentine's Day, because our sense of love is unbreakable.
Good point.
So I love what you said about the cute stuff, like with getting yourself a little treat or hugs. Those are all great. But to me, it's always what's behind that stuff. So the hug is great, but what to me is additionally important is to know that there's something behind the hug. You know, so it isn't the hug that makes you feel better. It's not just the sensation of something touching your flesh. It's what's behind it. It's that idea that you are worth stopping and dropping everything to pay attention to, whether that's you hugging yourself or somebody else. You know, that when you're getting a sweet, it's not the sweet or the expense of money. It's knowing that you're valuable enough, again, to stop and do something nice for and to invest in. And as you said, sometimes the greatest expression of love is to not do that. If someone's struggling with excess, then, you know, that wouldn't be helpful. So there's so many ways. I used to buy myself flowers every week for quite a while, because flowers are one of my favorite things in the world that show me how amazing creation is. I just think flowers are ridiculously beautiful and self-contained. I think they show us every aspect of the human condition just in those beautiful little things. And so I like to be reminded of that, and I'm just crazy about flowers. So I used to do that every week, no matter how I was doing financially. And so there's so many things like that, but we don't need to spend money necessarily. That idea of taking time in the morning, not just to sort of talk in your mind, like not to just say things that are inspiring, but then to listen. And when you turn your mind off and listen and are open to the good that the universe has in store for you or God, you will hear these amazing things about yourself that you just blush and you're almost embarrassed, because it's so beautiful and you never thought of yourself that way. And this is just telling us about how incredible we are, because no one's better than anybody else. They really aren't. And everybody is valuable and needed in this world to complete the world and bring balance to it. And so if we can be quiet, I think that's when we can hear what our how we're valuable. And whether, you know, for Purpose Talk Radio, whether it's your immediate purpose, I think we all have the same ultimate purpose, which is to love and be loved. But as far as your the way that you're expressing that right now in your life to get those answers, that's how I think they come. And, you know, I think if you've got any sort of religious or moral basis, you know, one of the things that most cultures have is the golden rule. And for a lot of people that are from a Christian tradition, or at least have read the Bible, there's that whole thing about love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't say just love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you got to love yourself, because it's doing everybody a disservice if you don't love yourself. And if you feel that you're not lovable, well, what I've told people that are having trouble with somebody else and they just hate this person, there's nothing good about them, I'm like, you know, you're the one suffering. You're going to have to find one thing about them that's positive, even if it's just that they treat their dog well, or that they dress well, or, you know, they like flowers, you know, whatever it is. But we've got to do that with ourselves too. Forget the icky stuff. That will always raise its ugly head. But the more we start valuing ourselves the way we value our best friends, and the more we start treating ourselves that way in meaningful ways from the inside out, that will affect actual change in the way we view ourselves. And then that change will be reflected in our experience.
Well, I think that love your neighbor as yourself is, I think there's a little as well that I like to put onto it, and it's love your neighbor as you would like to have yourself treated. You know, because so many times it's easy for us to tell others how we want them to treat us, and we, like you said, we forget to treat ourselves the same way. But in that, in doing that too, it's a reminder to ourselves that we are all human, that we all have reason to be loved, whether we like it or not.
I like that, yes.
You know, it's like we think, okay, well, yeah, as ourselves, and there's a lot of times that we don't want to love ourselves. We don't care. It's like we're just having a lousy day, and I really don't care whether anybody likes me or not. I'm going to blow up at the world, and this is how I feel, and I don't care. But it's a lot of times that's just a calling out for acceptance, a calling out for somebody to say, hey, you matter to me, and for
right.
us to hear it. So if we turn right. back and look at others in the same way of how we would like to be treated.
Yep.
You know, maybe we think a little more thoroughly on both sides of that, and to love ourselves as we would like others to treat us. You know,
yes.
both sides of the coin on that.
And, you know, the thing you mentioned about, like, if you're having a bad day, you crawl under the covers. Well, everyone, you know, deserves that. I'm going to call it a luxury.
Right.
But, you know, if someone's really having a tough time, you know, nobody needs to be judged when they feel like doing that. But the more we love ourselves, the less we'll want to do that. We won't, because we'll have this bedrock of value that precludes our interest in doing that. I rarely feel like I have friends all the time that say, oh, I need to go get a massage because I'm so stressed out. Well, I'm never stressed out, and I have a lot going on, and I've had some major physical stuff, but it's just different than stress. I never feel that I need to get away. I never feel like I need to go get a massage. There's nothing wrong with vacations and massages, but the more we feel loved and that our well-being is intact, the less we will feel that something's wrong to the degree that we need to fix it. And the more we will feel massaged throughout our day by the love that washes over us. A lot of the ways people want to feel, I feel on a daily basis because of where I am with self-love. And self-love, not in any sort of egotistical kind of way, because if it's egotistical, then that means we're getting back into that someone's better than somebody else, which to me is nonsense, or it doesn't work. Let's put it that way. And but the when we do realize how amazing, lovable, lovely, lovely, loved, loving we are, we will see that borne out in our lives to the degree that some of these other things fall away. We won't have times as much that we feel that we need to climb under the covers or wallow with a bowl of ice cream. Instead, when we get ice cream, it will be a celebration of how great everything is. You know, it just changes. It's just like that glass half empty, glass half full kind of thing. It just changes the perspective on what's going on. And even if the same stuff's going on, our approach to it is so different, coming from such a different place, that instead of being a nightmare we're going through, it's just an opportunity to go higher and see in practice how loved we are and how able we are to bear that out in our own lives and when dealing with others.
Right. Well, and originally I put the title out here. I wallowed back and forth between the two titles. You know, being your best love, and the other one was being your best Valentine year round. And I think that's kind of what you're saying there. It, you know, once you start some of these practices, it's going to just become more natural and be something that we do every single day rather than just on Valentine's or on Christmas or on a special holiday.
You don't want to wait to be nice to yourself until you're having a bad day. And that thing about the mirror, I don't look in the mirror because I have felt strongly since the time I was, I don't know, in my teens, that I felt that trying to see someone's beauty by looking at something as limited as flesh and blood was really missing the mark, because those things say nothing about our attractiveness. It's such a limited approach because the stuff that's the biggest can't be perceived with the five physical senses because it's too big. You can't see love. You know, you can't taste love. Now, there are things that you can taste that remind you of love, but you can't, you know, you can't literally hear truth. It's too big of a concept to be measured with the five physical senses. You know, beauty is way too big to be perceived merely through the five physical senses. So I decided, you know, when I was young, that in the future, when I hit 21, that I would never do age again because I didn't like the ways I saw people being limited by age. And so the day I turned 21, I've never told my age since, ever, never once. My best friend doesn't know how old I am because it's irrelevant and it is limiting. It's just too limiting. And if we get caught up with what we see in the mirror, if we're looking with our physical senses, we might be missing out on the stuff that makes us the most us. So if you look in the mirror and you see blemishes or a receding hairline or excess flesh or saggy flesh or whatever it might be, you're missing the mark because that's not who we are. That's just a wrapper, you know. But that's why I don't get hung up in with what's in the mirror, because it's got nothing to do with my beauty. It's got nothing to do with my beauty. My beauty shows forth in patience, kindness, all these different things. That's where the beauty is. And it's just too limiting to go by what the mirror says, because it's just a five physical senses kind of thing. And they do their best.
See that, and I can understand that. And where I was coming from with the mirror is that if you can start there, and you can, maybe it's more of an acceptance love for this one. You know, if you can accept and love what you see right there, in spite of everything that you see, then you can turn that around and be able to do the same thing with everybody else that you see. Because for most people, what they see is the first impression. I mean, that's been long, long studied. You know, we get impressions from what we see. And whether we like it or not, we do draw conclusions quickly, you know, based on experience and all that. But if we can get beyond that, and like you said, you know, what is beyond that physical right there? And we can start understanding in ourselves, once we get beyond that physical and really do love ourselves as we are, right then in that moment, I think that can be portrayed to other people as well.
Yep.
And we jump to that visual quite as fast.
I love that you said that. Today, I had to deal with DMV registration. We know how much fun that is. This guy walks in, didn't smell so great, you know, looked homeless, no idea if he is or not. So like you said, the visual informs, you know, and helps you make a decision. And I remember when I was sitting there, the minute I saw him, I thought, I've got a choice. I can label him a certain way based on what my senses are telling me, but I just have a feeling there's more to this guy than meets the eye. Well, he walked by me, and it turns out he knew someone sitting a couple, and he was talking to this person as he approached him. He was talking about Australia and Italy and some art and these things, and using these incredibly erudite phrases and so on. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I made the choice to give him the chance that I, you know, to see beyond what those really limited senses were telling me about him. And some of the stuff he was saying was just absolutely gorgeous, you know, was blowing me away. And then when he settled in with his friend, I tuned out because I figured then they're having a private conversation. But I have no idea what his situation is, but I know that this man is cultured and educated, and just like some of the stuff he said was gorgeous. So that's how, if anybody would ask me about the guy at the DMV, I'd say that's the word I would use, is gorgeous. But if I'd gone with that, like you said, initial impression, if I'd stuck with that limited impression, I would have just saw a stinky homeless guy.
Right.
So just work, and a choice to get past that.
That's what we need to do with ourselves, even on our bad days. what we think, yep. You know. Maybe we've had the boss yell at us. Maybe we've had ourselves do screw up and do something. You know, for me, maybe the homework didn't get done quite on time as quickly as and easily as I'd like it to. You know, we get all these bad impressions of ourselves from all this other external stuff. And
yeah.
Just to be able to stop and say, hey, I love you, whatever that means, whether it's the mirror, whether it's somewhere else, I think that's really kind of the most important thing that we can do for ourselves.
I think that's beautiful.
That's right. Oh. The other thing, here's a curious question for you. And I'm gonna put you a little bit on the mark here.
Okay.
Part of where this is coming from, too. When you hear, both ways, in either the word love or the phrase I love you, what does that elicit to the other senses for you?
Oh, it goes straight to my soul, because I believe that the universe and God literally are love. Like, I think that's the fundamental element of everything. So then the minute I hear that, every single thing about my being just wants to shout from the rooftops and wiggle my toes, because it's just the greatest thing that's ever existed. I just love, oh my God. And so when I hear I love you, I just think, yes, and I love you, and yes, it's just a big love fest, and everything about it is sublime.
Yeah.
But if it's the kind of love, I went through a little phase that was kind of funny. For about a decade, every single year I got proposed to by somebody, as in proposed marriage. And this is not when I was young and cute. This was until about a couple years ago. And I just thought that was hilarious. And it was obvious that the reason these people were proposing was because, not by how I looked anymore, because I was no more spring chicken, but, you know, based on other qualities. And so when I would hear from a guy, I love you, I just was grateful that they were able to appreciate these finer qualities that they were seeing in me, qualities, you know, whether it's patience or spirituality or, you know, whatever it is. But I knew that that's what they were attracted to, because, like I said, you know, don't have my little rocket body anymore or anything like that. And I, you know, whatever, don't care. There's a lot of weird stuff that goes with that. A lot of weird attention you get when you go through those haughty phases of your life. But so when I hear someone say, I love you, I just melt in a pool of bliss, universal bliss. And if it's real love, it doesn't go away. When I hear people fall out of love, I'm like, that's literally impossible, because love never goes away. Maybe hormones and lust do and stuff, but real love, because real love is unconditional. That's what love is. There's no such thing as conditional love. If it's conditional, it's no longer love. And unconditional love, real love, never goes away. So you can't fall out of that. And you can't fall into it. You were born into it. You stay in it. You swim in it every day. You can't escape it, even if you want to. Because that's where we live. We live in love. That's just everything. So there are no more beautiful words you could ever tell me than I love you. And I remember at one point reading Duff, and I tend to like the New Testament better because it's a big love fest. And I thought, you know, this could have been written, just the whole thing could have been summed up in God is love. God meaning the universal constant. And I just thought, this is what runs the world. This is the actual power of the universe. So there are no more beautiful words in the world to me than I love you. And it doesn't matter who they come from or where they're going. I say I love you. I said I love you to my car today. You know, I just, and I feel like I'm told I love you all the time. When I walk outside and see green trees against blue sky, I take that as an I love you from nature to me. I just do. That's just what I feel like it's telling me. So, yeah, I dig this stuff.
Sure. And, I'm going to invite anybody else, if you'd like to partake in this conversation, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074, or Skype in. And please press the number 1 if you wish to talk to us on the air. Otherwise, I will presume that you are just listening to the show. Again, hit the number one. It'll show up on my board that you are wanting to participate.
And with so, that, I okay. give someone, did I give someone else a chance?
Well, yeah, and I can bring them on. I did check with somebody, and they didn't respond to me before, and now they have pressed the one, so that's cool. But one more thing to add to what
sure.
you were saying, and that being that for those of us who do believe that we are made in an image and a likeness of God or related to or whoever we'd like to do that, you know, when you say God is love, if we are related to God, therefore we are love also automatically. I want to add that into what you were saying.
Love it.
You as well, thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Press one so that you are off the queue if you want to keep listening on the line. And if you have something else to say, just hit it again and we'll bring you back on. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. And we will bring our other guest on here with the 864 area code. Hello, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Catherine. I was talking to this guy not too long ago, and he told me he loved me. But it must be different faces of love, because the love he's talking about is not the love that I wanted. There are different faces of it.
Well, yeah, there can be, and I've heard some people say, and I don't know if I could reiterate all of them, but I've heard some, you know, someone say like there's five different phases of love, and you know, yes, there is that kind of love that, you know, we have a relationship and with someone else as well as ourselves on that, and you know, I want to. So what don't you believe in that, or what did you have a struggle with?
Well, we was having a, well, I thought the relationship was going good, and all of a sudden he pulled back on me. I know he lost his job, and he went back to his old girlfriend. He knew that I could not help him because I was not financially able. So he went back to an old girlfriend. Now I'm not hearing anything from him. So I was wondering, was he saying it just to say it? Did he actually mean it some way, in some kind of way?
You know, because I don't know him, honestly. I don't know that I can really answer that for you. I would think that, you know, that kind of romantic love, it was not there, but it was something in the moment. I'm suddenly going into a little bit of my intuitive stuff on this, which I have not done on this show in ages and ages and ages. I am feeling like he probably thought he loved you in the moment, but for some reason, whatever the other person was offering, he thought he also loved that, if he went back to it. Were there children involved in the other one?
It was. He did have one child by her. But she was willing to accept him. And I was willing to accept him, too, because you lost your job. I mean, you go. But she was more financially able to help him, and I wasn't.
Right. And I think you probably... You know, all of us have a little bit of intuition in our lives. And I think for you, you've probably hit exactly what you know to be the reason. So, I mean, the only way you could really know is to ask him directly. And, you know, you say he's not calling back or whatever. You could send a message. You could email if you have it. You text, whatever, and try to get the answer if you really want it. But I think inside of you, you really know. Because of your own self and the love for your own self, you know what you have and what you believe to be true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's unfortunate that people use those words and throw them around a lot of times. And that's why I think the reason for this show, too, I think that's part of it, because we need to know and love ourselves first. and in that we better understand what somebody else is saying, and that we can recognize whether it's true or it's just a word that's coming out of their mouth.
Yeah. Does that help at all? Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your call. You know, I'm gonna ask you the same question that,
you know, I asked Joy here a little bit ago. You know, Catherine, when you hear the word love in general, now, you know, what does that do for you?
It makes me feel good to hear it. And it does come from the soul if you mean it. You know.
Okay.
But just to throw it out, to have something to say, you should keep it to yourself if you really don't mean it.
I agree with you. Exactly. Exactly. And have you come to a place where you found some things that you can do for yourself to show yourself love?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it. I'm not trying to call him back or text him or do any of that. But I do feel like, I think he probably would call me back if I was studying, texting and calling, but I just stopped all of it. Because you need that person, you're in a place that you need help, so you got to go back to a person that will help you. You know, losing your job don't mean anything to me. If I like you, I like you, love you, I mean, I do what I can to help you.
Exactly, and that makes sense. How about for yourself? What do you do for yourself to show yourself love? At this point, I hear you saying that you're not calling him back and you're ignoring that part of it, and that's good. But what do you do for yourself in any given day or any given moment? Are there things that you do, like when you're feeling down, that you can do to pick yourself back up, for instance?
I pray a lot. I mean, you know, when things get really bad, and I pray a lot, I meditate a little bit. I try to keep myself going. I try not to think about it. Sometimes it does come on my mind, but I try not to think about it. I just keep going forward with it.
Beautiful. Excellent. Well, great. And I encourage you, you know, are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I would, you know, encourage you, if you were to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and put some comments in there, but that's a little tougher to do if you're not on it. So, but I do appreciate your calling in. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to the show today?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Okay. Great. Thank you, and thank you for calling in. Appreciate having some comments on the side. I'll put you back on hold here and have you listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
And have a great Valentine's Day. All right.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, well, great. Thank you, folks, for participating in this conversation. You know, I think I've pretty well given out the ideas and things that I have for it. You know, and as our theme song says, you know, remember to believe in yourself. You know, the words say, I am me, I am who I am, I'm who I'm going to be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. And we can't do anything for anybody else. We can't have anybody make, and we can't force anybody to love us. You know, we can only love ourselves. You know, we can't force ourselves to love anybody else either. But we can do things every day that can show ourselves love and can portray to the world that we love ourselves. I've listed some of them in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. I've suggested a few on the air today. If you have some more, feel free to come back on that. You can send me an email at cindy@purposetalkradio.com if you'd like to add some more and you're not on Facebook. You can come back to this show and listen to the same link on the archive that we have had on a live link and share it with your friends, your family. Would love to have other people commenting on it and listening to this show. Purpose Talk Radio does air every Friday at 2 p.m. Central, otherwise as noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. We do talk every week about topics related to living your purpose, whatever that might be. And we will continue the topic a little bit next week with our guest, Margaret Stoiber. And she has some, she's an RN. She's done some work with grief as she lost her husband at a young age and has two children, is writing a book, and has done some other things related to people learning to love themselves and their situations. So we will continue this a little bit next week. And then we have a couple other guests coming up along the way, and I'm grateful for them. You can listen to the show either on the phone, on Skype, or through the link on Blog Talk Radio every week. If you'd like to, if you know of any guests that are living their purpose, who you'd like to have on the show, I would gratefully like to hear from you or them, again, through the email at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at Purpose Talk Radio, PurposeTalkRadio.com. This show is brought to you every week by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel company, offering services, especially to those wanting individualized accommodations. The theme song that I mentioned a little bit ago and will be playing shortly is by the group True Trinity called I Am Who I Am. They are on Facebook as well as the internet at TrueTrinity.com. That being the vocalist, Jillian Clark, the writers, Jillian, Rachel, and myself. I think that's pretty much what we have for this show this week. I thank my callers for their participation. I thank the guests that were in our chat room today for listening and being a part of our show, and anyone else that I don't even know was listening. And thank you again for sharing this show with your friends and your family as well. As I go into the theme song. Oh, I did forget two things. Wow. The first one is I do like to leave you all with an affirmation that you can say going into the week and allowing you to do whatever you need to do. I was just checking if I posted what I thought I posted. Yes, I did. And let's see, the affirmation for this week. Affirmation will be, I love myself just as I am. No, I got a better one. I am love. I am love. Simple. I am love. I am loved. There we go. That's your two for it. I am love. I am loved. That is the affirmation for this week. I always also do like to share a positive news story with folks for the week. And I'm going into my messages as I know someone did share one with me that I wanted to share with other folks. And I want to get that one off of the link since I myself did not look one up this week. And let's see. And this was a article that someone put in about Wyoming actually saving their life. It says, after a motorcycle accident, and this was posted by someone named Tress Chapin. And I'll also be posting this on the Positive News Media Facebook page. But it says, quite literally, I only saved my life. After a motorcycle accident and an incompetent naval doctor, I was told I would never walk again, would never be able to stand for more than 5 minutes. This was the one place I had always wanted to see and never had the chance. So I grabbed a camera, headed west for 2 weeks. I got up every morning, grabbed my crutches, and started hobbling. No matter what I saw, always something more to see, just a little farther. After the first week, my armpits were bleeding all day, but I was completely enchanted and kept going. My 2 weeks came and went, but I never left. After a year and a half, I could get around with a cane. My surgeon still tells me it's impossible. I tell him he's never been to Wyoming, so he can't see what is possible. And the reason I like this story is that it does relate exactly to what we were talking about today. And, you know, we need to look beyond what the visual, what the obvious seeing is, to be able to come up with all the good, the beauty, and all that shines in the world. You know, it's beyond the sight, and there are many people who don't get to see that sight. So instead, they have to go with their other senses. And hopefully we, as we look at the world, as we look at ourselves, we use all of our senses to find our own beauty and our own love. So until next week on Purpose Talk Radio, Union Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK on Friday, I tell you all, you are who you are, and I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.